All right, injury wise, no new updates. I think it's been out there about Peyton with a bang on his head. He, you know, our medical staff does a great job. He was cleared in the locker room at halftime to come out in the third quarter. Any questions?
With this performance Knowshon had, does he lock himself in as the starter, or will that be fluid as the week of practice goes on?
Yeah, again, you know, they're all evaluated every week. You know, we all are. So I thought he had a very good performance. We kind of expected it. I think his teammates did. I know I did. You know, just how he's gone about his business up until that point. And everybody had great confidence in him, and he came through for us. So, you know, we got pretty much a running back by committee as it is. And, you know, he'll start out there as the starter.
What does Jacob Hester add to the mix?
Well, he's a very smart guy. He's a little bit more of a tweener type as far as a bigger, more physical type of back. He is very sharp in protections, and he gives us a little bit different dimension than you know, the guys we have on the roster at this point.
You get him up to speed pretty fast, I think.
I think so. You know, we've spent time with him, and you know, in the workout, a lot of it protection based, and he did an excellent job.
John, back on Knowshon, he was out for so long, didn't get on the active. Was that a physical thing, or is it still injury stuff? Did it have to do with that one fumble? What was the...
Well, it wasn't the one fumble, because we had had a few by other players. But as far as, you know, him coming off an ACL, you know, it does take time until you're 100%. You're cleared to play, but, you know, you're not as exact as you probably think you should be. And so he needed some time, and he had a great attitude, great mindset throughout that period of time. And, you know, just by the nature of this league and injuries are part of the game, you knew we'd need him. And, you know, he went about it right, and so that's why he looked so good.
You're basically five games up with five to go.
Okay.
You know, what's next for your team then?
Well, right now it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are an excellent football team. They lost a very close game at home versus Atlanta yesterday. They may be as hot a team as there is in the league right now. I think they're 4-1 over the last five games. So, you know, that's really where all our focus is right now. You know, we can't influence what everybody else does against who as far as the last five games, but we know we've got to take care of this week, and that'll be our mindset.
Well, you're the hottest team.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're another one.
So the AFC West, would it be putting away the AFC West this weekend with a win?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we don't want to worry about all that as much as we want to worry about the Tampa Bay Bucs in all three phases. And, you know, that'll be the mantra when we, you know, gather the team back up on Wednesday.
John, your defensive secondary has played really well. Did you see that forming, coming together that quickly? A little bit of piecemeal there?
You know, the key is you just, you know, we're not a finished product. You know, we've got five games left in the regular season. You just try to get better every day in practice, every week as far as your performance. And, you know, we're getting there. We've not arrived by any stretch.
Looking back at the film, are you starting to be concerned now about Prater with those couple of misses and Mrs. Brenner?
No, I think, you know, no different than, you know, Tiger Woods on the tee box. I mean, he misses a couple fairways. The tournament's not over. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, the approach we'll take. He's made a lot of big kicks. You know, it's well documented. We have great confidence in him, and sometimes those things happen. So you get back to the drawing board, you start working on your technique, and Matt Prater will do that.
Coach, you got a six-game win streak now. Last season, what are the differences between those six-game win streaks?
You know, it's hard to compare teams. You know, this is a different football team than it was a year ago. You know, we accomplished what we did last year on a 16-game schedule and into the playoffs, and, you know, we're still not all the way through with that this year. So, to me, we're not done with the race yet. So it's hard to give you a final grade.
Like this is the way things should be, rather than, geez, I can't believe this happened to us again, like last year.
you know, again, we're just trying to win each time we go out, D-Mac, and that's really not going to change. I think I could say that is what our approach was a year ago, and that's what it is this year.
There are some who speculate that the coaching staff doesn't trust Ronnie Hillman in pass protection yet. What do you say to the folks that do subscribe to that thinking?
Well, if that were the case, Ronnie Hillman wouldn't be on our team, you know. So we have great confidence in Ronnie. He's a young player that's learning, like all rookies in their rookie season in the National Football League. And, you know, he's working hard to continue to grow, and we're very pleased with Ronnie Hillman.
You know the running back position better than most coaches in the NFL. How do you teach a runner to be more patient, you know, because Ronnie's got that speed? How do you get him to slow down a little bit, as we saw Noshon did, to have that patience and to be an effective runner?
Well, I think it's experience. You know, it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get. You're probably a lot better now at what you did than maybe the first season you worked. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just experience, looks, reps, more game reps. And I think he's gotten better, you know, every game he's played. So, you know, we, like I said, we have the utmost confidence in Ronnie Hillman.
I'm pretty much the same as I was.
I'm not touching that one, Luggy.
When you came in on Chuck's staff as DB coach, did you see receivers like Vincent Jackson and Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah, there was some real gifted guys. I mean, I remember probably my biggest adjustment from college football to the National Football League is, you know, every week, you know, as a DB coach, you're just going, God, they got this guy, oh, they got that guy. You figure out pretty early on, you know, as far as being a secondary coach, everybody's got great ones. And I think, you know, when opponents look at us, I think they say that. And when we look at them, we say that. So, you know, every week, you know, there's a studly or more than one studly receiver out there.
In terms of physically the size?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I don't like comparing, you know, decades ago and stuff, but there were big talented receivers then as well.
John, what do you see of Josh Freeman on film? He's cut down his interceptions.
Yeah, you know, I saw him up close and personal 2 years ago competing against him, and I thought he was as fine a young quarterback as there was in the league. I understand he had a rough year last year. I didn't get a chance to see him nearly as much, obviously, being in this division. But, you know, he's got good feet, strong arm. He can make all the throws. He's playing very well this season.
Is there an extra emphasis because he is such a big quarterback? Kind of like facing Roethlisberger, do you tell your pass rushers, like, make sure you get him down. Don't just try to arm tackle him.
Yeah, he's a hard get. I mean, we haven't dug into him totally, but I've seen enough. I'll look at a lot of tape as soon as I'm done here and, you know, through the rest of the week. But, you know, he is a hard guy to get on the ground because he does have, you know, physical strength and size that would be kind of like Ben.
What did you think of Doug Martin with the draft process and what he's doing?
Well, he was very high on our board, and a guy that I know our personnel people liked, our coaching staff liked, and his success doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Coach, how close are you at this point in the season to where you'd hope you'd be? I know you think about the season in long-term, short-term, but where are you right now in terms of where you'd wanted to be when the season started?
Well, really, I mean, our goal was to be 11-0, you know. So, you know, you don't go into games and, you know, thinking you're going to lose. You go into every game thinking you're going to win. So, you know, our goals are still alive. What we want to accomplish, that is win our division and then get into the tournament. And, you know, that's still our goal. And to us, the best formula is one game at a time and, you know, put all our focus and energy into that particular opponent. And, you know, you guys can keep asking me. I'm going to tell you the same thing. But that's the truth.
Coach,